I'm jumping ahead now. And then I know you did a task force to set up a memorial, and that is attracting people even to this day from around the world comes to Oklahoma City. But then I have the story here, two hotels to be built downtown. That was in October of 95.
One of the things I said early on, what really prompted the convention center was that we had one downtown hotel when I came in office, and that was the Sheraton, 399 rooms, and it was about to close. I thought, here is Oklahoma City, the 28th largest city in the nation, and if it didn't have a downtown hotel, would that ever be a black eye? So we started this study to come up with, what do we need to do? We had to have a convention center to support the hotels. We got that done, and they told us back then that you need a minimum of 1,000 hotel rooms within walking distance of your convention center to have a chance to have not national conventions, even though we're having some national, but to be a very good regional center. You're not going to be New York or Chicago or L.A., and we don't want to be, but to be a nice center. Today we have 1,600 rooms in walking distance because of that convention facility. We spent $350 million on the MAPS 1. Today, the dollars counting that $350 that have gone in to downtown Oklahoma City, the Health Science Center, those two, and they're both basically downtown, is a little north of $4 billion. At the time, people were asking me, how much private money do you think you'll get on top of the public? I said, well, if we could get 1-to-1 or 2-to-1, I think we'd be doing good. I missed that 10-to-1. I mean, I didn't even come close. Had no idea. But that's what made this work, is that the private dollar came in and believed us. But we have 1,600 hotel rooms now and some more planned. We were just about ready to lose the last hotel we had downtown.
The revitalization of downtown is everybody enjoying to this day. And then for another time, you had a MAPS 2 that was under Kirk Humphreys.
Right. MAPS for Kids.
And he had been a school board member, as a matter of fact, and it was MAPS for Kids. And now Mayor Cornett here in 2009 is talking about MAPS 3. So you really started something back then.
It's a good brand, as they say. In the promotion world, you got to have a brand, and I think MAPS is a good brand. I just hope that we keep it going and don't mess it up. You can ask people in this community about MAPS, and everybody knows. They may not know exactly what it is, but they'll view it as a positive statement.
The newspaper wrote in 97, in October, says, Mayor Ron Norick, confident, sometimes angry, sometimes cocky, sometimes funny, and always generous to a fault, arguably exudes the personality of the city he represents. Those aren't bad words.
Who wrote those? Oklahoma, you say?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, they did. And they've been very, very complimentary. And you remain still enormously popular. We have a downtown library named for Ronald J. Norick. That had to make you feel
very
good.
It was a surprise, especially to my English teachers in high school. Mayor Cornett is the one that really initiated that. You know, I didn't ask for anything. I didn't expect anything. The library opened in 2004 or 5. When they named it, I was really excited. And then when we had the dedication, they closed the street off and they set up the bleachers. And, boy, there were several hundred people that came down when we actually cut the ribbon. And it was really...
So you did not know till day?
Well, I didn't know until the council passed the resolution.
Yeah.
No, I got a call the night before that it was on the docket from, I think, the mayor saying, what do you think about this? And I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. It's a great building and just a wonderful place. And it's well used. I go down once in a while and I talk to ladies. Donna is the administrator, and she said it is just packed all the time with kids and groups coming in from school, which is just great. It's great.
I think a lot of communities have adopted a policy, never name a building after a living person.
Yeah.
But that shows you what you meant to this community, and they did it anyway. And you mentioned all the kids, and as we do this for future generations, for them to hear the voice of a man whose name is on the library, I think will have special meaning to them.
Yeah, well, it has special meaning to me. It's really a neat deal. And I'm very, very proud of our city. I'm very humbled by what they've done. And I always give credit, even today when I give a speech, I give credit to the voters. I mean, it's their money. So they're the ones that have done all this. I've given them some ideas and tried to lead them in the direction I thought was right. But really, it's up to the voter. We've had very supportive voters in Oklahoma City, and I'm very appreciative of that.
a phrase I took over in Tulsa when we passed a bond issue. I said, this is the day the voters have made. Let us rejoice and be glad they're in.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. Yeah, it's the voters. It's not the politicians. It's the voters.
And then we can update because the work you did with the North Canadian River has an Olympic tie to it today. Why don't you just tell them here on July 28, 2009, what's happening?
Well, today we announced that the Oklahoma River is being...
And let me just stop you there because you changed the name.
Yeah, we changed the name.
From North Canadian River to...
It's a seven-mile stretch that's changed. It actually, it's North Canadian coming in and leaving, but the seven-mile stretch is the Oklahoma River, and that's really Ray Ackerman who got that going, and it had to go through the House and Senate, be signed by the governor to change the designation. It is a lot better now. People know where the Oklahoma River is, but... Anyway, it was designated today as an official Olympic training site for the U.S. Olympic team for kayaking and rowing, and then University of Central Oklahoma is for Paralympics, which is the handicapped part of the Olympics, and that will be their training site. So it's really a phenomenal thing, and just a few years ago, we didn't even have any water in the river. We mowed the river, and now we have the Olympic training facility and lots of events going on, and it's really worked out beautifully.
And as visionary as you are, there is no way you said years ago the Olympic Committee is going to be interested in this river.
There is no way I would have ever even thought that. I wouldn't even have thought there'd be rowing. I just thought there'd be water, and that'd be pretty for scenery. But now we've got rowing and cruise boats going up and down, and it's phenomenal.
Ron, I want to thank you for this enormous time you've given us. Generations beyond the two of us will be able to listen to us thanks to today's technology.
Well, I hope so. That'll be neat, because one of these days people will go, maps, wonder what's maps, and what's that all about?
And who is this Ronald Nurick, anyway?
Yeah, who was this guy?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate
it. You bet.
It.